Tamar says now is a true afilu chacham. Even if a chacham is mace, nobody else rips his begodim. Is that true? But Tanya, we learned like this. Chacham shemace, if a chacham is mace, is akil kroivim. Everybody is like his kroivim. For the Gemara, akil kroivim doesn't mean everybody's mamash is relatives. Not everybody is the chacham's relative. Sakotaitach, or really, akil kroivim sakotaitach. Do I think that really it means everybody is his relative? So what does it mean when a chacham is mace? Everybody is his relative. They're not his relative. So Gemara says, Ella, what it means to say is, Hakel Kikroivov. Everybody is like his Kroivov. That means, Hakel Kerimolov. Everybody is supposed to rise Kriya. When a Chacham, a God Lador is mace, everybody is supposed to rise Kriya. For Yakel Choytsimolov. And everybody also uncovers his shoulders. For Yakel Mevarimolov, Brechova. Everybody has to have the Suda Savra also in the street. So the Mishnah is talking about the person that was mace was not a Chacham. Since he wasn't a Chacham, therefore only the Kroivim themselves should make the Kriya or should have the Suda Savra, nobody else. But if the person that was mace was an Odom Kosher, good, he wasn't a big time with Chacham. For his time an Odom Kosher is Chiyuvim Mechayim LeMikrei. Then there's a Chiyuv also for everybody to rip their clothing. The Tanya we learned like this: Mifneima bona v'bnoisav shalodem meisim k'shem k'tanim. How come sometimes you get a punishment that your own children die when they're young? So Teretz says, "Kedei sheyivke v'yisab alodem kosher." Kedei that the parents should know what it means to cry and to sit like avelis when an odem kosher is meis. Kreti Gemara, yivke v'yisab alavruna kashokim minei. In order to teach him what it means to cry and to sit like an ovul, that's why we take away his own children. What kind of svar is that? Ella means to say like this: Mifnei shaloi bocha v'sabla al adam kosher means that forget an adam kosher was nifter, and these people did not cry and they did not like feel bad. So mida kneged mida, Hashem will take away your children to make you feel bad, to make you sit like be an ovul. Why? She'akol ha'boicha v'sabla al adam kosher. Anytime an Odom Kosher was Nifter and people cry and feel bad about him, the locher is Moichlan Loyakol Avonoisim. A tremendous chus that you'll have a Mechila for all the Averis that you have, Bishvil Kovit Shosaloi, because of the Kovit you gave to this Nifter. So you see, by an Odom Kosher when he's mace, everybody is supposed to rise Kriya also. So there it says, our Mishnah is talking about the Lav Odom Kosher. The person is not an Odom Kosher. For the Gemara, even if he's not an Odom Kosher, or the Koi Hosom, if you're there at the time when the person was mace, when the neshama left him, is also chiyuv mechayiv. There's also a chiyuv to rise kriya to rip yibigodim. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, who oimed al hamase. If somebody is there by the person v'shas itzias neshama at the exact time when the neshama is leaving him, when the person is mace, no matter who he is, the locher is chayiv lekroya. You have to rip your clothing then. And Loma Zedim, what is this like? Let's say for Torah Shenisra. To a Sefer Torah that was burnt up, Shechayiv LeKroya. But if a Sefer Torah gets burnt up, you have to also rise Kriya. The Rashi says, the Sefer Torah, the top Rashi, the Torah Kriya Ner. Shenama Kiner Mitzvah Torah, on the Shaman Nikras Ner, the Chsiv, Ner Lakim Nishmas Adam. So, just like when a Sefer Torah is burnt up, you have to rise Kriya, rip your clothing. Who are there when you see a Neshama burnt up, when the Neshama leaves, also you have to rise Kriya. So, Marin says, the Loikoi also Meshas Tzias Neshama. We're talking about now that you weren't there Meshas Tzias Neshama. So, if you weren't there Meshas Tzias Neshama, then the only person that has the right to rise Kriya is only the Kravim themselves, nobody else. The mice, the meaning today is not to rise Kriya by these things, only the Kroivim anyway always rise Kriya. Like even if you're there, B'shas, Yisias, Neshama, the meaning today is not to rise Kriya. Other people don't rise Kriya. Only the Mishpacha, the people that have to sit Avelis, they rise Kriya. But other people, the meaning is not to rise Kriya, even if you're there, B'shas, Avelis. Some want to say it was a takono, because the people have to rip the clothing, people would not want to go there to be there, B'shas, Yisias, Neshama. They feel it's not Kedai to go, I have to ruin my clothing. So the takana that the people are, is an Indian, that the minion should be there, b'shash yitzias neshama, to say shema with him, to say shema then. So the Baal would rather people to be there, so it's a takana that the people that are there don't have to rip the clothing. But the Yovel himself, the Chur, he should rip his clothing. If the Yovel himself, if the son is there, b'shas's father is niftar, b'shas tefias neshama, then the son himself, he should rip his clothing then. If you're there, b'shas tefias neshama, that's the best time to rip your clothing. I'm not sure. Vaitimur says now, kinach nashe derav safra. When your safter was niftar, lekor rabbonin alei. The rabbonin did not rip their clothing when they heard that their safter was mace. Amri, they said, legamrina minei, we didn't learn directly from him. So therefore they thought only if your Rebbe is niftar, you have to rise kriya. But not if Tamachokim was niftar. Omru lehu, Abaya told the Tamidim there, mi tanya harav shemes. So they say, Allah, if your Rebbe is mace, Chochem Shemes Tanya. Habi was a Talmud Chochem, you have to rise Kriya. So Vadi, you have to rise Kriya. The Yoid, and also, Kol Yoimer Shmaitate Bepumim Be Medrosha. Every day we say over his Alochis in the Beis Medrash. What do you mean you don't learn from him directly? We're saying over his Alochis. So therefore, when the Safra was Mace, Havad, everybody should rise Kriya. So Solva the Talmud Chom, the Talmudim, their thought, my Devi Hevi, since you already was Mace, now it's too late to rise Kriya, and it's too late to rip your clothing now. Mulu Abaya said back, no, Tanina, we learned. Chochom, Kozman, Shreiskin, Behespid, Kozman is saying a spadim about the Talmud Chochom, Chayavim, the Kriya. Even after they made the Kfura, that usually by Talmud Chochom is Niftar, all 7 days of the Shiva, they give a spadim. So Kozman is saying they're spadim, you could also rip your clothing then. So Melo Tamidim had to rip the clothing now. So Sovel and Mikra Liyautim. They thought, let's rip it right now. Is Amul Abaya said back to them, no. Tanya will learn Chochem Kvoide Bespedoi. Wait until the night time, until they start saying Hespid, you're better off ripping B'shas to Hespid. Now that's also a Shas Chimum like. B'shas to say to Hespid, you feel bad, that's the time to rip your clothing. Kinach Nav Sheh de Rafuna. When Rafuna was lifter. Sova Li Oisive Sefer Torah Parayu. They want to put a Sefer Torah into his mitah, into his oren, into the coffin. They want to put a Sefer Torah. Is Omalu Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Milsa de Bechayo Le Svirule Hash De Lekim Le Velevin Le. Something that he himself didn't like to do when he was alive, now when he's lifted, you want to do it. Now, Rav Huna hold, you're not allowed to sit on the same chair that the Sefer Torah is on. So how could you put a Sefer Torah in his coffin? In his oren? The Yom Rav Tachlifa, Ano Chazis L'Rav Huna, I once saw Rav Huna, the boy L'meis of Aparai, he once wanted to sit on his bed, Ve'vi Monach Sefer Torah lane, and there was a Sefer Torah lying on the bed. So what did he do? Ve'chav Kado Arya, he put a pitcher, a barrel on the floor, and Ve'oisif Sefer Torah Alavayu, he took the Sefer Torah off the bed and put it on top of this barrel. Salma, what do you see? That Kisav Rav Huna holds, that also Leishav Agabe Mitesh Sefer Torah Munachalei. You're not allowed to sit on a bed that has a Sefer Torah lying on it. So if so, how can we put now a Sefer Torah in his oren, in his mitah, like he's lying there, it's not covered for this mace, to put a Sefer Torah there? Vaita, lo have nofek puriyim ibova. Now, when Rav Huna was nifter, so after they put him into the oren, into their coffin, they wanted to carry out of the house. But the coffin was so wide, it didn't fit through the door. Is Sovel the Shashula Deragagin. They thought, let's lift him over the roof. Right, that open roof's there. Let's lower him, take him out through the roof. Is Zomelu Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Hogamrina and Minei, we learned that Chochom Kvoida Derech Pesach. So the cover to give a Talmud Chochom is to take him out through the doorpost, through the doorway, not over the roof. So Sovel Ashnuya Mipurla Puria. But this coffin is too big, so they wanted to change him from one bed to another bed. Let's put him into a different coffin. This is what we learned. That Chocham Kvoide Vemita Rishayna. No, the first coffin you put him into, that's where he has to stay. And now let us change him from one oren to another oren. The Yom Rav Yudama Rav. Minayin L'Chocham Shekvoide Vemita Rishayna. How do we know this? That his covet leave the Chocham in his first mita, in the first coffin. Shenem and the Pasuk says, V'yakivu Esoron Elokim Ala Gola Chadosha. Trashi Agola Chadosh Oisa Gola Sheshigru Pelishtim Bo V'Yoisa Gola Viu David Nebeis Avinodav Lir David. That's what David brought up the Oren in the Sefer Torah in the same Oren. So you see, you're not supposed to change it from one Oren to another Oren. Here it's not talking about a mace, it's talking about Sefer Torah, but the same halachas and the Sefer Torah apply to a mace. And you're supposed to change him from one Aron to another Aron. So what do they do? The Aron right now is too big, they couldn't get it through the doorpost. So Porus Bava Viafkua, that they busted the doorpost, they widened it. Trashi Porus Bava, Shivroya Pesach Mechivu, they broke the doorpost and they widened it. That's what they had to do. That's how they took Refun out. Of course, Pesach Alei, now they start to say they spayed him for Refuna. Is Pesach Alei Rabbi Abba, Rohoye Rabbeinu, our Refuna was Roy Shatishra Lav Shechina. He was Roy to have the Shechina. Elosha Bavo Gormelo, since he was living in Bavo, because it is the people living in Bavo, Rashi Shen Shechina Sharab Chutzlorets. The Shechina is not in Chutzlorets. Vaita. Mosiv Rav Nachman Bachizda, Viyamelo Rav Chonin Bachizda. Pesach says, Vohoyo Hoyo Dvar Hashem Yechesko Ben Buzi, HaKoyin Beretz Kastim. So you see what? That there was Nevua, there was Ruach HaKodesh outside Eretz Yisrael in Kastim. So Tofuch LaYavu B'Sandalei, so his father, Rashi Rav Chizda B'Sandalo, She Tofuch LaYavu Rav Nachman HaSandalo, Kodem Shenegei HaRag LaChaveroi, V'Chashoi, 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 Yishmu Oemdim Sodin, to Rav Huna. Yeah. So he hid him privately. Omolei, Lavamin Lachu, Lo Titrichu Alma, Rashi, Lo Titrach, the Kushis, don't ask no Kushis now. He's in the middle of saying a hespit, and all of a sudden, Rav Huna here, Rav Huna asked him a kasha. He said, "Don't bother me now. Don't ask kashas now." Hoya, my hoya shoya. What is the positive double lashon of hoya hoya dvar Hashem? Ma hoya shoya kvar. It happened already before. Rashi Kloimar, Ahi shasahu v'lo yoser v'yashayim shoya kvar v'etz Yisrael shatishu alav ruach kodesh. But there's no kasha. Doesn't mean that Hashem was Ramash be Mashra Shechina now in Kastim. It means that Yecheskel had Nevuah before already. But Enochanami, the Shechina doesn't shine in Chutzlaretz. Right, the Kiyaskul Hasim, when they brought Rav Huna's the mace, they brought him Teretz Yisrael. Is Omulel Rav Ami Rav Asi, Rav Huna Asi. They told Rav Ami Rav Asi, you know Rav Huna came? So they thought Rav Huna was alive, came when he was alive. Omru, so they said, when we were both involved, we couldn't even lift up our heads in front of Rav Huna. As he was so great, he overshadowed us. He overpowered us. And now that he came here to Eretz Yisrael, like Baruch Hashem, we have a makom here. We should go see him like we're afraid of him. So they told Rav Ami and Rav Asi, not that Rav Huna is alive, but his Oren is here. The coffin is here. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi Nofet, they both went out. Rabbi Ilo, Rabbi Chanina lo Nofet, they didn't go out to see him. Ika the army, some say Rav Ilo Nofet, Rabbi Chanina lo Nofet. Why the Nofet, my Tamaya? What's the reason the ones that went out to see the mace? The Tanya, Orin, Oivim, Mokla, Mokim, Oim, the Mola, Beshura, the Yom, Mola, Brichas, Avelim, Vetanchuni, Avelim. So then you need to go out, to go to Levaya, to go, make a Shura, be Menachem Oval there, say Brichas, Avelim. To learn Nofik, what's the reason the ones that did not go out in my time with the Tanya? Oren oivim imok lamokim. Ein doim manola b'shura. V'yein doim manola b'rechas aveilim v'tachum yaveilim. It says you're not supposed to. So at the Gemara, it's a stira then. Kashin adodi. If you're carrying the Oren, the coffer, from one city to another city, do you have to go out or not? It's a stira. So Gemara answers l'kashya. Kan sheshol the kayemis? Kan shein shol the kayemis? If the mace, the body is still there, the bones are still there, then you're supposed to go out. But if it's a rotted away, the body is rotted away already, then you don't have to go out to the Levaya. So Rav Huna, and the mice was, Rav Huna showed the Chiyemis. Even though the rest of the Eretz Yisrael later on, but still his shoulder, his whole back, the bone structure, the skull was all there. Skeleton was all there. His whole body was there. So Chiyemis heavy. Is of Zoy the Loinofik? How come the people did not go out then? Loisaimukame, they didn't hear the whole story. Amri, yeah, they thought that he was mace a long time ago, that his body is not Sholem. Rashi says Sholem means Gufa Kayemis, Yoitzin. Rashi Loisaimukame, the Sholem had a Kayemis. They did not know that Rav Huna's body was still intact, it wasn't touched yet, therefore they didn't go out. But really, there were mechuyev to go to Levaya, even though he was based a long time ago, but since his body was sholim, there's an inyan to go to Levaya. So Mar said now, Amri heichen aniche. The other shayla, where should we be kaiv, where should we bury this Rav Huna? It's heichen aniche Rav Huna. Where should we bury him? Where should we bury him? Rav Huna ribbits Torah Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chiya ribbits Torah Rabbi Yisrael. Both of them were marbits Torah, both of them taught Torah Barabi and to a lot of people. Is heavy. So they wanted to bury then Rav Huna next to Rabbi Chiya. So they said, Man Mayolei, who could take him into the Kfura, into the Kever of Rabbi Chiya? Is Omalu Rav Chaga Anomalina. Rav Chaga said, I'll take him in there. To Yakimte Le Talmudei.
Like I chazed my learning in front of him, it was because of him that I was able to chazed. And Kievina Bar Timnei Sarit, when I was once 18 years old, Shinin, for Le Chazeli Keri. It never happened that I saw Keri in a chalem in my dream, I never saw Keri. Umash Malei Kamei, and therefore he made me to be a shamish. V'yadi, and I knew, V'yuvdei, and I know all the good things that he did. That the Yom Echad, it once happened as Hapi Cholei Ritzua de Tfilin. It once turned upside down and backwards the ritzuas of the tefillin. There was the black is supposed to be sticking out, and instead of that, the other part was sticking outside. The Yosef Alei Aboran Tanisan, he fasted 40 Tanisans because of that. Is Ailei, so Melo Rab Chagai brought Rav Huna into the kever. Have Egoni Yehudim Yemine Diabua Vechiski Mismila. So Yehuda's son Yehuda was lying, was buried on his right side, and Chizki on his left side. Omalei Yehuda l'chizkiyo. So Yehuda told the chizkiyo, "Kol miduchte, get up from your place. Lavur cha'ariyah dekoyim Rav Huna v'hadei dekoyim." It's not nice when Rav Huna should be standing and you're lying there. So the Gemara says, "V'hadei dekoyim." So Chizkiyo listened, and when Chizkiyo got up, it's interesting. There were masons, there were dead people already, they were buried there. But when he got up, is kom b'hadei amude denura, a pillow of fire came up also. Is Chazi Rav Chaga? Rav Chaga saw this pillow of fire, Ivis, and he got scared. Is Zakfeli Aroina? He stood up straight, the aura in the coffin of Rav Huna, like to protect himself from the fire. For nothing, and he went out. Also, v'haydaloi enish onish. How come he didn't get burnt up? Mer says mishum the Zakfeli Aruna the Rav Huna, because he put straight up the aura of Rav Huna, and it protected him. The aura of Rav Huna protected him. The coffin that he had in front of him protected him from the fire.
Because he was doing this mitzvah of burying the Aron of Rav Huna. Rashi Zakvel Aruna, the Rav Huna, Lekayim Yamud in Nehura, the Liske. He said that when the fire was coming towards him, he put up the Aron of Rav Huna, of Aron's coffin, he stood up in front of him. So because of the coffin of Rav Huna, that saved him from the fire. So the Kitzei was buried near Rav Chiya. Kinoch Nashu Rav Chizda, when Rav Chizda was Nifter. Sovel Yasube Sefer Torah Pariah, the same thing. They wanted to put a Sefer Torah in his Aron, in his coffin. Omer L'Rav Yitzchok, Milsad L'Rabbe, L'Yisrile, Ana Nekim Nevele. Something that he didn't like to do, we should do for him. So Sova D'Loy L'Mishle Karayu. They thought to say, we won't, so everybody ripped. When the Chizda was Nifter, the Godla was Nifter, everybody ripped the clothing. And they thought now that the Lach was a Chochem Shemes, you're supposed to rip your clothing. So they thought they're not allowed to sew it back again. Is Omalu Rav Yitzchak Barami, Chochom, Kivon Shechziru Peneya Miachuri Amita, when a Chochom was mace, everybody's supposed to rip their clothing. But as soon as you go away from the mace, Shenelin, you're allowed to right away sew up your clothing. It's only by your own parents that you're not allowed to sew it up, you can't mend it. Mashenka, that did you rip for Chochom, you're allowed to sew up the begodim right away. Ki Nochnavshe the Rababar Bar Huna. For Rav Hamnuna, but Kinoch Navshe the Rabba Baruna for Rav Hamnuna when they were nifter is a signal awesome. They brought them both up to Eretz Yisrael, and Kimoto Agishra Kaime Gamli when they came to this place. Rashi's Keshegi Alaver Daf Shogesher when they had to go over a bridge. Yeah, all right, and we'll stop here. The famous base, really. You're really holding the chofei of a base. This last gemara was that kinach navshe the rabba baruna, for Rav Hamnuna. When both of them were nifter, is askinul hosam. They brought them up from Bavel Teretz Yisrael. Is